Today's shir is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom of the Yomid, at the end of the line, with the words Tana Rabbanan. Before we begin today's sugya, a short hakdama. The next Amud will discuss purchasing tcheles from other people, and the rule here is that if a person is a baki, if he knows what the halachas are, then we don't have any suspicion that he will try to cheat us. If he doesn't know the halacha, then we're afraid that he might do something wrong. He might give us indigo, kla'ilon instead of tcheles. He might give us something that was dyed even with tcheles, but it was not dyed lishma. It was dyed for testing purposes or other purposes. And therefore, the rule is that if somebody buys from a private individual, a yid, who's not a baki, then we're afraid, since he doesn't know the halachas, that he might have done something wrong. And we're not getting a good tcheles tzitzis. On the other hand, if he's a mumcha, he's knowledgeable, so of course, he's not going to cheat us. He knows what the halach is. Then, of course, we are assuming that we are getting a bona fide tcheles, not indigo, and it was done lishma. If it's a merchant who purchases tcheles from the marketplace and then resells it to the public, so we'll see in Tosfos that there's a rov that most people buy tcheles are mumchen, and therefore, once again, even if this merchant may not be a baki, but since he's a merchant and he buys it from the marketplace and resells it, we can assume again that it is proper tcheles. And this would even apply, we'll see on Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, by a goyish merchant. We do not suspect that he's cheating us because umen loymarim nase, he would not jeopardize his business for the small profit that he might get by cheating. He wouldn't endanger his reputation in case he was found out to be a fraud. And therefore, from a goyish merchant who purchases from Jewish merchants, one would also be able to buy, but from a goyish hedyot, one would not be able to buy. These are the basic parameters of the halachas that we are going to learn. Let us begin the Gemara now. Tana Rabbanan, five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Tcheles ein la bedika. The Gemara in the Havamin, as Rashi tells us, thought that this means that tcheles cannot be checked whether it's real tcheles. There is no known way of checking whether this is real tcheles or whether it's kla'ilon indigo. And therefore, if this is the pshat in the reisha, the seifa would follow ve'ein nikhes elamin amumcha. Therefore, you can only buy tcheles from a knowledgeable person, an expert. As Rashi says, at the end of the Rashi, ve'ein nikhes elamin amumcha, sheyodeya shekla'ilon aser. That a mumcha knows that kla'ilon is aser. And then we have a rule that if somebody knows something, then we say he's not going to cheat you. However, a regular person who's selling you tcheles, he is not knowledgeable, and therefore he might sell you kla'ilon instead of real tcheles. Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Ve'ein Nikhes Elamin Min HaMumcha tells us that by a hedyot who himself could possibly dye it, and now in the Gemara's Havamina, we think he could dye it with kla'ilon, and there's no way of testing for that. So then there's a reis that says Tosfos Shema Hutzavim, the Ein Abaki. He doesn't know, and once he doesn't know, and there's a possibility that he himself did the coloring, then he'll use, not knowing that he thinking that kla'ilon is the same as tcheles from a chalazin, he'll use the kla'ilon. But, says Tosfos, continues Tosfos, if nimtzu, b'shuk, if it's from the marketplace, then roiv mitzvah yitzel tcheles mumchen hein, ulekach machshirin hamoitzi chutei tcheles. If somebody finds tcheles, he can assume, based on the roiv, that it's coming from a reputable person who used Tcheles and not Kla'ilon, or as we'll soon see, who did it Lishma and not for testing or other purposes, and therefore one can be Samech on this Roif. However, if he's buying it from such an individual who could have done the coloring of the Tcheles himself, and he's not a bucky, he doesn't know that you're not allowed to use Kla'ilon, then we're worried that he used Kla'ilon. So that's the way the Gemara is learning this price at the beginning. Tcheles ein la bedika, and since ein la bedika to check whether it's real Tcheles or Kla'ilon, ve'ein nechas elemen amumcha, who knows the halacha, and therefore you can be assured that you are getting Tcheles. Tfilin, yesh la bedika, tfilin you are able to check. Rashi explains, you could check, you could open up the tefillin and check whether the parshias have chaseris for yaseris, there's extra letters or missing letters, but yet, even though it has a way of checking, ein nichan elman amumcha, you can only get it from a mumcha, Rashi learns, because this is Rashi, five lines from the end of the Rashi on the Amud, hayoideya shatzrichim ibud lishmam. Again, Rashi stresses, someone who knows that it's necessary to work the leather, lishma, lishem, the parchment on which the cloth on which the tefillin are written, or the box itself that's made out of leather, has to be done lishma. So therefore, you can only get it from a mumcha. Otherwise, we're worried that the person you're buying it from did not do ibud lishma, not knowing that that is a prerequisite. Continues the Braisa, Svarim or Mezuzah, a Sefer Torah or Mezuzah, Yeshlam Bedika. Again, the way Rashi learns, you can be Baidik, whether it has Chaseris or Yiseris. The Nichon Mikolon, now it could be bought from anyone, because Rashi says, in Divrei Maaseh Mikol HaAdam, four lines from the bottom, Deleka Bohen Ibud Lishmon, there's no halach of Ibud Lishmon by Sefer Torah or Mezuzah. However, Tosis, at the bottom of the Amad Divra Masa Tulin Yeshlam Bedika, he brings Rashi and he disagrees. He brings a Raya from a Gemara and Gittin Daf Nun Dalet Amad Beis that a Sefer Torah does require Ibud Lishma. If so, why is a Sefer Torah and a Mezuzah different than Tefillin that it could be Nichon Mikol Adam? So therefore, Tosis in this long Tosis that goes over to Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph with the Hagah of the Shittim Kibetzis in Ois Chaf Gimel, Taisus tells us that there's a difference between Sefer Torah Mezuzah versus Tefillin. And it's not in what Rashi was speaking about Ibud. Because Taisus says that on the third line on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Avo le'ibud lishma lo'i hashin and shakol b'kiyin boy. Everybody knows you have to do Ibud lishma, for example, by a Sefer Torah. And therefore, if that was the whole problem, you would be able to buy it from anyone. You would even be able to buy, if the hopes would be Ibud Lishma, so you would be able to buy Tefillin and Sefer Torah Mezuzahs all from anyone, because everyone knows the halacha that you need Ibud Lishma. There would be no difference between Tefillin and Sefer Torah Mezuzah. The reason there is a difference has nothing to do with Ibud, but rather with the other halacha, and according to Tais Lechari, the Hemshech fits in much better. It's the halach of chaseris and yaseris, checking. What's the difference, explains the Shita, between a, say, fritayra and a mezuzah versus tefillin, that tefillin is only bought from a mumcha and a say fritayra mezuzah is bought mikol adam, because tefillin, there's a big tircha in opening up and closing the tefillin in order to check the parsha. So there we're worried that the person may rationalize, he doesn't want to go through the bother, and he'll say it's probably okay. Therefore, by Tefillin, we require you to purchase it from a mumcha, that you should know for sure that you're getting one that has no problem with chaseris and yaseris. However, by mezuzah and Sefer Torah, where it's very easy to find out if there's an issue, because you open up the Sefer Torah, you open up the mezuzah without any big tircha, so there we say that the person will be able to check it, and he'll see himself if it's good. And if it's good, then he'll be able to purchase it. And Ibud Lishma is not a problem because everybody knows you have to have Ibud Lishma. And therefore, you could buy a Sefer Torah Mezuzah from anyone versus Tefillin, which you can't buy because of the Tircha. So learns Tosfos according to the Girsa of the Shita. Ask the Gemara, Utchelas, ain't lo bedika? You're telling me that Tchelas has no bedika, you're not able to check for it? I'll give you two ways that we find that the Maroim used to check it. For Rabbi Yitzchak, Berei Rabbi Yehuda, Bodik Lei, and how was he Bodik it? Simon, Big Geshem, with three ingredients, which we have in each ingredient, one of the following three letters, Gimel, Shin, Mem. He would bring Maisi, Magbiya Gila, which Rashi says, so we have here the Gimel of Geshem, Magbiya Gila. We have the Gimel in Magbiya, we have the Gimel in Geshem, in Gila. What does that mean? Rashi says, third last line, Beloshin Sarfas, Alum. The chemical alum. And the Rambam learns that this refers to straw. Then the second ingredient is Maya, the sap, the shavlilta of fenugreek. So we have here the shin of the acronym of the simen geshem. And finally, umei me raglayim, and it would bring urine. Here we have now the mem of geshem in mei me raglayim. As we turn to the mem gimel amud aleph, ben arbaim shayim. It's 40 days old. Rashi has two pshatim. Either that it's from a child who is 40 days old, or that it was urine from an adult who went out migufo adam 40 days ago, and it has become the skalkel. This is the urine that we are using for this test. And what do? Vitari lo, we soak the tcheles begavayu in these chemicals. Meurta vatsafra, from night until the next day. May Erevat Boiker. So then we see, after the morning, we take the tchelas and we see. If it chazuse, if the color faded, psula, then we see it's not tchelas, but rather it's klailon. Loyev it chazuse, but if the color remains with the same strength and intensity, then it is kshera. So this is the first test. V'rav Ada kameh Rav, Ravad in front of Rav, Mishmei in the name, the Rav Avira Omar, Maisi chamira arch, so he brings hard yeast, the sari of barley, va'afilo begaveh, he bakes the tchelas in this hard yeast, and then he sees, ishtanoi l'mal yusa, if it gets a better color, ksheira, then it's kosher, ligrei yus, if the color becomes weakened, then psula, then it is pasul, v'simonech. Both of these are shinuyim. So how do you know which is good and which is bad? V'simanech, shinui sheker, shinui emes. As Rashi explains, that if a person, let's give him marshally, promises to give $1,000 to tzedakah, and then he changes his mind and he only gives $500 to tzedakah, he goes down. So that's an outright lie. You said you're going to do this, and you didn't fulfill your what you promised. So you said a lie. However, if he changes it to more, not only am I giving 1,000, I'm going to give 2,000. So he's fulfilled what he promised. Plus, so that's a kind of shinui, which is an emes, is truthful, and it's meaningful. So too, that if the color is worse, then it's sheker, it's the false one, it's klayilon. If it's better, it's richer, so then it is the emes one of tchelas. So basically, we have two ways of checking the difference between tchelas and klayilon. So how does the braisa start off by saying tchelas ein labadika? We have two different methods, one of Rabbi Yitzchak Berei to Rav Yehuda, and one of Rav Ada. So how could you say the ein lo bedika? So the Gemara answers, my ein lo bedika. What does the braisa mean when it says ein lo bedika? Nami dekamer ate ima. That refers, as we learned on mem aleph on mem beis amid beis, that te ima is psula. That if you use the tchelas for a test on wool, you didn't do it l'shem tchelas, you did it for a test. The din is it's possible. If it's put back into the pot where the tchelas was, it passes the whole tchelas, at least according to one Mandi Omar. So Te'ima itself is possible. So that we can't test. We don't know what did he use the Tchelis for. Did he use it for Lishma, for the mitzvah, or did he use the Tchelis on this chut as a test? That is unknown. And therefore, ein nichas ala min ha-mumcha. You can only buy it from mumcha. So Tosfos, in Divrei HaMaaseh, my ein lo bedika, Tosfos brings up the issue that since you're coming on to the reliability of a mumcha anyway, so what do we need the test for? We will rely on the mumcha both that it was done lishma, and also that this is real tchelis and not klayilam. So Tosfos answers, it could be speaking about a case where I could use the tests in a case where the person tells you, I know for sure that it was applied lishma. However, I don't know the source of this. It could be that the source was, in fact, Kla'ilon. On that, I have a test, or two tests, in fact. The Sfasama says that we would need the test in a case where the chutim got mixed up with other chutim, which were Kla'ilon or possibly Kla'ilon, and therefore, even though this person is a mumcha, but he himself is telling you that it got mixed up, and therefore I don't know which one's the real one. They both look the same. And for that, we need a test. Now the Gemara tells us a story. Mar, Rashi says, a shem chacha, mimashche, from this place, mashche. Aisit chilta bishani Rav Achoi, he bought chelas in the years of Rav Achoi, but kuo bid Rav Yitzchak, great Rav Yudah. So they made a test on this tchelis with the test of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yehuda, the one with the geshem, the three chemicals that were used. The ifrit chazusa, and in fact, the color faded. Then, subsequently, they used the test, the Rav Ada's test of the hard yeast, vishtanoi lemal yusa. And this same chut, instead of being legreyusa, it became better. So Savar, so this Chachamar, Savar thought, lemifsala, to pasla, because it failed one test, even though it passed another test. Amalu Rav Achoi, so Rav Achoi told them, those who wanted to pasla, so what is this? We notice two things that this color could be, either tchelis or klayilon. What is this? Are you telling me that it can't be tchelis because it failed the first test, and it can't be klayilon because it passed the second test, which proves that's real tchelis? So what is it? It's neither tchelis or klayilon. We don't know of any third color that is not tchelis. Elo shmami no. From here, we have a proof. Since you can have a chut that fails one test and passes the other, the pshat is that it's not a machlokas, it's not two different tests and each one doesn't hold of the other one, but rather the test of Rav Ada is built upon the test of Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda. How? Elishma mino shmuasa hadodi yitmor. They learned one on top of the other, a piggyback. If you use the test of Geshem, and what happened if loy ifrit chazusa, the color did not fade, then you know right away ksheira that it's tchelis. What happens if ifrit chazusa, if it did fade, you still don't know for sure that it's not tchelis. Then batkinu lo b'ravada. Then we use the test of ravada b'chamira atkos with hard yeast, and then it depends. Ishtanli mal yusa, we got a richer color, got better ksheira, and a ligre yusa psula. If it went a lower color, a worse color, then it's possible. Sholchem itam. They in fact sent from Eretz Yisrael, corroborating what we just learned. Shmu asa adari itmar. The two tests were built one on top of the other. If the item fails the first test, it still has a chance to be verified through the second test. And therefore, in the case of Mar, Rav Achoi did not passel that tchelis. Rav Mani dayik v'zoven kechumrei masnisa. Rav Mani was medaktik, he was careful, and used to buy according to the chumra of the brisa that we learned on Membeis Amid Beis. Because we learned before that te'ima pasels, that if it was done for a test, not l'shmo, l'shem t'cheles, it is possible. And that's why we need a mumcha, because on that, in fact, there is t'cheles ein lo bedika to know whether it was applied l'shmo or not. So he was medactic to always buy from a mumcha, Amalei Ahu Saba. So this older person told him, and we find many times when it says Ahu Saba, it refers to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to Rav Mani and he told him, Hachi Ovid Kamoide Kamach, your practice was done by those who preceded you. The Itzlich Iskayu, and their Asik, their business was Matzliach. So the question that the Meforshim grapple with in this story is, L'chaira, Eliyahu was trying to tell Rav Mani that since you did something special, you did something that those who preceded you used to do as well, therefore you'll get a bracha that your nechasim, your business will be matzliach. L'chaira, this wasn't something l'fnim yishur sadin. This is a halacha. Since the din is that tcheles ein la bedika, you're unable to prove whether it was applied lishma or loy lishma. It was done for testing or other purposes and not lishma. The ein nikhes al min amumcha. The halacha is you must get it only from a mumcha. So Rav Mani didn't do anything special. He did what the halacha requires. So the way Rashi learns the sugya, the Meforshim explain that as we learned before, you're only required to buy from a mumcha when it's a question whether the person who's selling it to you applied the tcheles to the chut himself. But let's say you buy it from a merchant, and this merchant has a roiv, that roiv etzel tcheles ar mumchen, that he got it from the marketplace, he sold it. He's not a merchant where he himself does the coloring, but he just trades, he buys and sells. So there the halacha is that you don't have to get it from a mumcha. You can rely on the roiv, as long as there's no reyesa that the person, the einoi baki, did it, applied it himself. And on this, Rav Mani was machmer. He was machmer that even if he was told that this was purchased from the Tcheles marketplace, he wasn't Samech on that, and he would take it only from a mumcha. The Nemuki Yosef has a different shot here in the Sugya. The Nemuki Yosef says that Rav Mani was a person who sold tzitzes with Tcheles, and he used to purchase the Tcheles, and he used to apply the Tcheles to the tzitzes themselves. So Rav Mani knew that it was applied l'shma. He put it on not for testing, he did it l'shma. That wasn't the issue here. The whole issue could have been whether what he was receiving was real tcheles, or maybe it was in fact klaylon. So on that, he could have used the tests that we learned at the top of the Amid, the two different tests of Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Yehuda and of Rav Ada. And on that, he didn't want to be samech on the tests. He went to a mumcha even to purchase the actual tcheles on which he could have been samech on tests, and he didn't have to go to a mumcha, because once you're able to test it, then there's no requirement to go to a mumcha. You only have to go to a mumcha if you're not able to test it. He could have tested it, and yet he was machmir on the behalf of his clients. He wanted to make 100% sure to get it from a mumcha, because a test could be there's room for error. In every test, there's a small fraction, perhaps, of error, a percentage of error. He didn't want to be samech for his customers. And on this, the Karen Iris says that we understand why Eliyahu came to him and told him, you're matzliach. Because we find that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Amud Beis tells us that a person who's busy selling Tashmishei Kedusha, if he does it for a profit motive, he won't be matzliach. Because if he does it for profit, he may make so much money that he'll get lazy in supplying enough to the public who needs the Tashmishei Kedusha. However, if he does it L'Shem Shemayim, he wants to make sure that everyone is supplied with enough Tashmishei Kedusha that they require. So the opposite, he'll be the one who will be Matzliach. So Elio, Ahu Saba, came to Rav Mani, says the Karen Ira, and said to him that since I see that you were medakdek to get from a mumcha, even though you could have relied on tests, so I see you're doing it all L'Shem Shemayim to make 100% sure that your customers get the best kosher tcheles possible, and therefore you're relying directly on a mumcha, even if you don't have to. So that's a siman you're doing L'Shem Shemayim. You'll have a bracha that your asek will be matzliach according to the Gemara and Psachim Daf Nunim Beis. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught us halakeich talis mitzuyetzis. If somebody takes a talis with tzitzis on it, minashuk mi Yisrael, he takes it from a merchant, a tagor, a Jewish tagor in the marketplace, harei b'cheskasa. Then he can rely that it is, if it has tchelis on it, that it's kosher, like Tosfos told us before, it is a roiv mitzuyenetzel tchelis harmumchen, and therefore it's acceptable. Then the Braisa continues and says, minoiv et kechavim, if he takes it from a goy. So if it's minatagor, if the goy, he's a merchant and he deals with Tashmishei Kedusha, selling it to the Jews, so he buys it from Jewish merchants himself and resells it, so then ksheira. Because here we have, as Rashi tells us, in Divrei HaMaskil and Oidav HaGechavim, Delamora Nafshe V'Zavon L'Am Yisrael. He'll buy it from a Yid. And that's why the Braisa was magdim, that if you buy it from a Yid, there's always this roiv, that it's roiv Metsuyin Eitzel Tcheles Armumchen, and the Goy is buying it from a Jew, and he's not going to jeopardize his whole business by cheating for a small profit. So therefore, if it's a Goyish merchant, you can even buy it from him as well. And we're not worried that the Goy himself, he's not in the business of dyeing the threads with Tcheles. He buys it, so therefore the chazak of the yid, which we started the brisa with, continues to the goy as well, who's purchasing it from the yid. However, if he buys it in a hedget from a goyish, a private person who's not a merchant, who's not buying it from other yid, and then we're worried that the goy himself applied the dye, and then we might have a test on whether it's real tchelis or not, but we'll never have a test whether it was applied l'shem mitzvah. The goy himself could have applied it, not l'shem mitzvah, and therefore you're not allowed to buy it from the goy. Now the Gemara says that you're allowed to buy it from the tagor akum, the goyish businessman, the afal pi sha'amru ein adam rishon limchor talis mitzuyetzis lo'yukachavim, even though we learned that a Jew should not sell a talis which has tzitzis on it with tchelis to a goy, achiyatur tzitzis yoyser, until he removes the tzitzis. And we'll soon see the reasons why you're not supposed to sell a talis with tzitzis of tchelis to a goy. So how did this goyish merchant get it? Even though there's an isser, we have to assume that someone was over the isser and someone sold it to the goy. And once we assume that someone sold it to the goy, even though he shouldn't have, so then we assume that it is a kosher tchelas that's on this talis. That's the chiddush, that you could buy talis mitzuyetzis from an oyv kechavim if he's a tagger, a merchant. Now the Gemara says, my taima, what is in fact the reason why you shouldn't sell a talis which has tchelas on it? So there's two reasons the Gemara gives. And really, the way Rashi has two pshatim in the first reason, so it would come out three possible problems if you sell a talis with tchelis to a goy. Hacha here in Bavel, they explained it, or in one yeshiva in Bavel, they explained it. Hacha targimu mishum zayna, because of the problem of zayna. Rashi has two pshatim. The first pshat in Rashi is that maybe a goy will have a zayna yisraelis, and he's going to be wearing a talis with tchelis. and the Yisraelis will think that he's a Yisrael, and she will have relations with him, and she's over on Loises Chatenbaum. This Rashi is difficult because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis tells us that a Yid is only over Loises Chaten if he does it Derech Chasnas, he marries the Goy. But here she is in an illicit relationship as a Zoyna. There isn't, you're not over on Loises Chatenbaum. So this Rashi is Tzorachian, and many of the Achronim deal in possible Terutzim on this Rashi. Rashi gives a second shot, which is more Mestavra, because the Meforshim don't like the fact to say that we're worried about a Zoyna Yisraelis. So the Lishna Achrina, Rashi says, Mishum Zoyna Avodis Kochavim. A goyishe zoyne, maybe a akum will give her the tcheles for her esnan, for her payment, and he will tell her, I got this from a Jew. And then she will go around saying that she got this tcheles from that and that Jew, and that Jew will be nechshad that he had relations with this goyishe zoyne. This is the second pshat in Rashi. And the Gemara continues and says, another reason, Rav Yehuda Amar, Shema Yislave Imoy Baderech V'Argenu. He'll pretend that he's a Jew. He's wearing a talis with tchelis on it. And then maybe the Jew will go with him together on the way. And on the way, he will kill the Jew. So because of that reason, they ushered selling talis mitzvietzis with tchelis to a goy. And yet, if you got it from a goyisha merchant, we have to assume that a Jew was over on this prohibition and did sell it. And yet, even though something wrong was done here, that a Jew was over on the gzeira of selling talis mitzvietzis to a goy, we can assume that the tchelis on it is kosher tchelis. Because the goy is not dyeing the tchelis itself on the tzitzis, he's purchasing it from the marketplace. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yehuda did two things, as Rashi explains. Rami techilta leparzuma de inchibese. He would put tchelis on the cloak of the people of his house, referring to his wife. And a second thing that he did is, umevarech, called safra, every morning he would make a bracha lehisatev, either bitzitzes or batzitzes. He would make a bracha on a talis every morning. So the Gemara has a question of these two hanhagas of Rav Yehuda. Mid Rami, since he put tzitzis even on his wife's garment, which had four corners, kasavar, mitzvah sasheshalayas mangramu. He must hold that the mitzvah of tzitzis is even at night, so therefore it's not dependent on time, and that's why his wife's garment was also chayv and tzitzis. If so, if it's one continuous mitzvah, so amai mevorach kol safra v'safra, why do we make a bracha every morning? The Gemara is assuming that if there's a zman chiyuv, so the first time he puts on the talis, he has to make a bracha. But from then on, it's like one long day. And even if he takes it off a few times each day and puts it back on, the Gemara is assuming that if you do such a thing in a zman of chiyuv, which is continuous day, night, continuously, you don't have to make a new bracha, so why did he make a bracha every day? The Gemara answers, Karebi, the Sanya we learned in the Braisa, Tefillin, calls Manshim and Nichim Barachalei and Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that even though the mitzvah of Tefillin each time the Rebbe held, even in the Zman Chiv, let's say the mitzvah of Tefillin is all day, so you could say once he puts it on in the morning and he takes it off and puts it back on, you shouldn't be chayv each time a new bracha because it's one continuous zman of chiyuv. And yet Rabbi said that every time you put it on, you have to make a new bracha. So to hear by tzitzis, every time he would put it on in the morning, he would make a new bracha. So ihachi kol shaitanami. So why is it tali every morning? It should be in the middle of the day when he took it off and he put it back on. He should also have made another bracha. So you get more answers. Rabbi Yehuda was very tzniyistic. He wouldn't take off his garment an entire day. Umayishno mitzafro. So why does he put it on every morning and he makes a bracha? Rashi explains he would get up to learn before daybreak. So let's say he got up 2 hours before daybreak. It was pitch black outside. But now that he puts it on, getting up in the morning, he should make a bracha then. Why does it say he made a bracha only at the beginning of the day? So the Gemara answers, Ki mishani miksus lilaksus yoyim. He made a bracha when he changed from his night garment to his day garment. In other words, he only changed from his night to his day when daybreak came about, and that's why he made a bracha every day in the morning. The question that the Rosh discusses is, what about when he changed from day to night? We saw that Rav Yehuda holds that it's a mitzvah say she'en as man grumet, that you're chayiv even at night, and that's why his wife's garment, he also puts it on. See, if so, just like when he changed from night to day, which was, let's say, in our mushal, 2 hours after he got up for learning, when it was daybreak, then he put it on his ksus yoyim. Then he made a bracha. So at night, when he took off the ksus yoyim and he put on the ksus lila, he should have made the bracha on the ksus lila as well. The Rosh answers, it must be that he would wear his ksus lila 24/7. Maybe he would change it for Shabbos. He would be in his ksus lila all the time, and he would just put, every morning, he would put the ksus yoyim on top of his ksus lila. And that's what he would make every day to bracha on the ksus yoyim. But the ksus lila wasn't as often on a daily basis as the ksus yoyim, and that's why he doesn't say they would make every day on the ksus lila ein hakanami. If he changed his ksus lila for a different ksus lila, then ein hakanami, he would make a bracha, but it wasn't a constant thing like his ksus yoyim each morning at daybreak. Tana Rabbanan and Rabbanan learned hakoil chayav b'tzitzis, everybody's chayav b'tzitzis. Kehanim levim Yisrael, geirim nashim v'avodim. Rav Shimon pater v'nashim. Rav Shimon says women are pater mivnei shmitzus seishes man gromahu. As Rashi says, Rav Shimon holds that Lila loves man sitzes, and therefore only in the daytime. Therefore, it's man groma. It's man groma. Women are pater. V'chol mitzus seishes man groma. Nashim p'turis. Amar mar. We learned before hakol chayoven b'tzitzus kehanim levim Yisrael. Ask the Gemara pshita. The E Kaham Levim Yisrael Ptiri, if they're Potter, Man L'chayiv, who are we going to be M'chayiv? So the Gemara says Kahanim, Itzrich Leitz Achidish and Kahanim. Salkadatim and I would have thought, Horlok Siv, since it says in the Pasuk, Leisil Bishat and Samru Fishtim Yachtov, you shouldn't wear Klayim. Gedilim Tasalach, and then it says right away that you should make Tzitzis. Man Deloy Ishtri Klayim Ligabeb Levisha, someone who doesn't have a heter to wear Klayim in the garments that he wears, who do mechayv tzitzis? I could have said that only he is chayv tzitzis. Levim and Yisrael, Abrahani kahanim, these kahanim, hove ishbi klaim legabayu. Klaim is mutter for them, as Rashi says, there's sheishu tchelis in the avnate, has linen and wool, so he's mutter to wear klaim. If he's mutter to wear klaim, maybe he doesn't have the chiv of tzitzis, it goes together, one with the other. Loy l'chayva, you shouldn't be chayv kamash malon. That what? That nehei, the ishvi b'idin avoida, enichanami, shatnas is mutter by a kayin when he's doing the avoida, but b'loy d'in avoida loyishtri. It's not mutter to him carte blanche 24/7. It's only mutter b'shat's avoida. If it's not in the time of avoida, it's aser. So he also is part of the chi of tzitzis because at least part of his day when he's not doing the avoida, he is chayv in the law of klayim. Rav Shimon Paita Benashim, my time with the Rav Shimon, what's the reason for Rav Shimon? The Sani, Re'isim, I say, Prat L'Ksus Laila, you can't see the Ksus at night, and therefore it's Pater. And therefore a woman is Pater because it's Mangram. Ato, I'm a Prat L'Ksus Laila, I ain't El, a Prat L'Ksus Suma, maybe. Re'isim, I say, refers to a Suma, since he can't see it, therefore he is not Chayiv in Tzitzis. So the Gemara says, no, Kishu, I'm a Shet Chasiba. The Pasuk says that you should put tzitzis in the garment which you cover yourself with. Harek susuma amar. What is that? Ribui ashet chasid. It's referring even to ksusuma. Hamani mekam risumay sois. So what am I mekam risumay sois? If ksusuma is chay, if prat ksusla except for ksuslaila, therefore it's man grabo. Ma reisla rabbis susuma. Ulois ksuslaila. I have a ribui and I have a miyat. So why do you make the ribui for ksusuma? And the miyut ksus lila, the Gemara answers, marba niksus suma, sheyesh nebriyetz lachem, at least other people can see the ksus suma in the daytime. No one can see the Ksus Laila, and therefore that's the real one that we are memayat with Reisem Isai. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, as Rashi explains, who hold that Laila is man tzitzis, and it's a mitzvah say Shiloyaz man grum, and women are chayiv, as we turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Hi, Asher Techasba Mayavidalay Avdilay. What do they use Asher Techasba? Says Rashi, are you going to tell me they use it for Ksus Suma? But Mad Ksus Laila, where no one can see, is chayiv in tzitzis, then Ksus Suma, which others can see for sure, is chayiv in tzitzis. So what's, I don't need Asher Techasba. So Gemara says, but boy, who would they need it? Look at a sign as we learned in the Brisa. Al Arba Kamfetz Ksus on your four corners. Arba v'loishal is a garment that is triangular, only has three corners. There's no chiv tzitzis. Ata'imar arba v'loishal loishar ein el arba v'loichamish. Maybe a five-cornered garment does not require tzitzis. Kishu'aymar shetachasaba. That's what I know shetachasaba. That's marba. Harei balas chamish amr that a five-cornered garment requires tzitzis, and you'll put tzitzis on four of the corners. Umani mekayim al arba. Idapas says four. It's not Mamayat five. Arba v'loishalosh, it's Mamayat a triangle of three corners. Ask the Gemara, Mari Isla Rabbis Baas Chomer Shulhoitzu Baas Sholosh. Why are you Marba if Asher Techasa includes five? Maybe Asher Techasa should include three, and Arba should exclude five. The answer is Marba Nibalas Chomer Sheyesh B'chal Chomer Arba. Because when you have five, you have within five four. So there's already a chiv because of four. So that I learned out from Asher Techasa that that's included. But Umaitza Nibalas Sholosh, I exclude the one of three, she'ein b'chal shalosh arba. That's why the Torah says four to be my three, because in three you don't have the four, which is a prerequisite to be chayav in tzitzis. Now, Rav Shimon, how does he know this halacha that one of five is also chayav? May I share? Nafka, he learns it. The Torah could have said shetechasba, and the Torah made an extra word asher techasa. From that I learn out that a bas chamesh is chayiv. Ida Rabbanan, they are learning it from Asher Techasa itself and not from this extra ribui. Asher loy mashmalu, they don't consider that an extra word to make a ribui from. Now the Gemara asks, Rabbanan, hi Urisim Aysami Abdelei, Rab Shimon used the Urisim to Mimayi Ksus Laila. But the Rabbanan say Ksus Laila is chayiv. So what did they use Urisim Aysai? So the Gemara gives many truths in what Urisim Aysai could be marba. Mi boilu, they require, look at the sign which we learned in the Brisa, Urisim Aysai uzichartem as kol mitzvahs Hashem. The Pasuk concludes, Re'ei mitzvahzu, look at this mitzvah, uzichar mitzvah cheres. And remember another mitzvah tluya boy that is tully in it, the ezu, and which other mitzvah is tully in seeing techeles, zu krishma, this is krishma, and as the Marsha explains, that krishma is the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the foundation of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, of Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. That's why the Pasuk says, it's called Mitzvahs. That's all Nichlal and Krishma. And Krishma is totally in Tcheles. How is Krishma totally in Tcheles? The Snan. Me'em is like Karen Shema. What's the earliest time you can say Shema B'Shachas? Mishiyakir Ben Tcheles L'Lovin. When a person can see the difference between Tcheles and Lovin. So Rashi here says on the fourth line, the kishetaker minyan shel tzitzis. You can see how many tzitzis you have. However, the Masoris Hashas in Ois Tess brings from the Tzoyin Kodshim that he says tseva, not the minyan, but the color of the tzitzis. And so too, we have in the Shita in Ois Gimel, he says gavonin, the colors, as the Gemara explains, the difference between the tcheles and the lovin. So Rashi in Brachas Daf Testament Beis says it refers to someone who applied tcheles on the chutim, and only part of the chut was with tcheles, the rest remained lovin. If he could see that difference, that's the time when he is allowed to say Krishma. Another time that the Gemara says, which is the same time, Mishayakir Chaveroi Arba Amis. However, Tosfos here in Divrei HaMaskil Ben Tcheles L'Lovin disagrees with Rashi because he says Reisim Oisai is mashma a regular Re'iyah. This is an unusual thing that the Tcheles didn't color the entire chut, and he has to see the difference between part of the chut, and that's not the chut that he's wearing in his talis. Here it's mashma that it's a re'iya in the talis itself that he's wearing. Taisa says it refers to the chutim which are made of tchelas, and to